today's contestants. A librarian from Portland, Oregon, Veronica Vichit Vatican. A medical student from Atlanta, Georgia, Daniel Sott. And our returning champion, a retail supervisor from Brooklyn, New York, Katie Needle, whose two-day cash winnings total $53,602. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. In case you're not a regular fan of our program, a two-day total of $53,000 is impressive. That's what Katie has been on our program. Perhaps Veronica and Daniel can match her performance today. Good luck to all three of you. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. And you three get to deal with these categories. Starting off with recognizing the country. Next, beauty brands. A glossary of history, followed by horror films. The television will be revolutionized. And finally, that's some ending. Notice S-O-M-E in quotation marks. Some will come at the end of each correct response. Katie, you're the champ. Off you go.
The television will be revolutionized for 200.
The Sony X800G is one of these clever TVs with internet connectivity. Daniel.
What is a smart TV?
You got it.
Television will be revolutionized 400.
In the 1990s, the flat screen began replacing the CRT, this boxy tube. Veronica?
What is the cathode ray tube?
You got it.
Horror films for 200.
In 1910, less than a century after this novel was published, it had its first film adaptation with Augustus Phillips as the title scientist. Katie?
What is Frankenstein?
Good.
That's some ending, 200.
Sadly isolated. Veronica?
What is lonesome?
Lonesome, yeah.
Horror films for 400.
Taking place on the eve of this invasion, 2018's Overlord features less than human Nazis. Daniel?
What is D-Day?
Good.
Horror film 600?
Dream Warriors is the subtitle to the third movie in this series. Katie?
What is Nightmare on Elm Street?
You got it, yeah. Go again.
That's some ending, 400.
This word means sweetly charming. If you don't know it, you may lose some. Veronica.
What is winsome?
Yes.
Let's do glossary of history for 200.
Once used to authenticate documents, it's a device to leave an impression, usually in wax, or the impression itself. Katie.
What is a seal?
Yes.
That's some ending, 600.
Horrific and grisly, like some murders. Katie.
What is gruesome?
That's right.
Some ending 800.
Quaker has an organic hot cereal called Simple and this word for healthful. Daniel.
What is wholesome?
That's the word.
That's some ending 1000.
There's a body part in this word for flavorful. And that is toothsome. Back to you, Daniel.
Horror films 800.
It's the last word in six of George Romero's zombie movie titles. Katie.
What is dead?
Dead, yeah.
History 400.
A physical repository of historic documents. There's a famous one at 700 Pennsylvania Avenue. Katie.
What is a library?
No. Veronica?
What is an archives?
That's it, yes.
Glossary of history for 600.
In this type of manuscript, the handwritten text is supplemented by the addition of elaborate illustration. Veronica?
What is an illuminated manuscript?
You got it.
Recognizing the country for 200.
It's roughly a third the size of the contiguous United States. Daniel?
What is Argentina?
That's the right country, and that takes you up to 1600. We have quite a close game going on here, and I like to see that. Right now, though, you get to enjoy these commercials. Veronica Vichit Vatican is the first player we introduced on our program today. She's from Oregon. She's a librarian. And your favorite food is pie. What are we talking about?
Yeah, I love pie. It makes people happy. And every year we throw a big party where we invite people to bring pies. And we sit around and eat pies together. It's a great time.
What's your favorite?
Oh, I can't choose. But I'll go with my home state favorite, Marion Berry pie.
Marion Berry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's an Oregon original.
It's not named for the former mayor of Washington, D.C. Okay. Daniel Salk is a medical student from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
You and your wife tried out for the program, but she made it before you did.
Yeah, my wife, Caitlin, made it, got called up last year. So she had that over my head for the last year, and hopefully I can do just one better.
How did she do? I hope she didn't come up against Jeopardy James.
She didn't, but she came in second.
Okay, good. Well, nice to have you here.
Thank
Katie
you.
Needle is a retail supervisor from Brooklyn, New York. And when you were in college, you used to have a chocolate milkshake every day from a special and well-known place.
Yes, it's the Seinfeld Diner in New York. I went there every day. They still know me, even though I graduated 7 years ago.
That's a good claim to fame. All right, let's get back into this. And Daniel, you have command of the board right now, young man.
Horror films for 1,000.
The Burning. The debut film for Holly Hunter and Jason Alexander was part of the flourishing horror at this summer setting genre. Veronica.
What is summer camp?
Yes.
Television for 600.
In 1952, an Ohio man, annoyed by loud ads, invented the Blab-Off, an early version of this feature on your remote. Katie.
What is the mute button?
Yep, God bless him.
Glossary of History 800.
Term for the cultural and artistic movement of the late 18th and early 19th century, emphasizing emotion and sentiment rather than reason. Katie.
What is romantic?
Yes.
Glossary of History 1000.
It's the system by which coats of arms and other family or national emblems are devised and regulated. Veronica?
What is heraldry?
You got it.
Television for 8.
When CBS got FCC approval to broadcast in this in 1950, only about 24 sets could receive it. Katie.
What is color?
Yes.
Television 1000.
At the 1999 Las Vegas Consumer Electronics Show, Replay TV won a Best in Show prize for unveiling this technology. Daniel.
What is TiVo?
No. Veronica.
What is DVR?
DVR, that's it. Yes, 1999.
Beauty brands for 200.
It's no surprise that the M in the cosmetics brand MAC, MAC, stands for this. Veronica?
What is makeup?
Good.
Recognizing the country for 400.
About the size of Kentucky, it looks bigger when it's not floating in the Atlantic. Daniel.
What is Iceland?
Right.
Recognizing the country 600.
Multiply Texas 3.5 times to get the size of this North African biggie. Katie.
What is Algeria?
Correct.
Country 800.
From north to south, it's long enough to stretch from Michigan to Florida. Daniel.
What is Vietnam?
Yes.
Country for 1,000.
The expanse of Long Island to Georgia is about the size of this troubled Asian land. Daniel.
What is Afghanistan?
You got it.
Beauty brands for 400.
Hair color products from this company include Feria, Excellence Creme, and Superior Preference. Katie.
What is L'Oreal?
That's it.
Beauty 600.
Florence Graham said she got this pseudonym and brand name from Tennyson's poem Enoch Arden. Veronica.
What is Elizabeth Arden?
That's it.
800.
CoverGirl Cosmetics is Leaping Bunny certified, meaning the company doesn't do this. Katie.
What is tests on animals?
That's it. And the last clue is yours. Daily Bunny. All right. And at the moment, you and Veronica are just $200 apart. You're in the lead.
2,000.
All right. Here is the clue. The website for this company, begun in 1886, has links for shop with a friend and become a representative.
What is Mary Kay?
No. They'll come calling. What is Avon? Avon. All right, we're going to take our break. And when we come back, Daniel will select first in Double Jeopardy.
Does this look like fun?
Oh!
What a payday.
Wow!
You're the new Jeopardy champion.
Sign up now for the Jeopardy test. New tests are coming on January 28th, 29th, and 30th. Register now and start prepping for the fun on Jeopardy.com.
Family honor is at stake for Daniel. He's in third place right now, but he gets to go first in Double Jeopardy. And here are the categories for you, Dan. Starkitects, Colonial America. You're going to love this one. Tricky clues. Watch out. Their pen went silent. Water music. And finally, I learned it on YouTube. Daniel?
I learned it on YouTube 400.
How to cut one of these pungent vegetables without crying. Katie?
What is an onion?
Yeah.
YouTube 800.
How to say I love you in ASL, short for this. Veronica?
What is American Sign Language?
Correct.
Let's do Starkitects for 400.
Denise Scott Brown and Robert Venturi pioneered the late 20th century style, futuristically called post this. Katie?
What is modernism?
Yes.
YouTube 1200.
How to identify the differences between antique copper and these two B alloys? Daniel?
What is bronze?
Two.
What is bronze and... No.
Oh, that's too bad. Veronica?
What is bronze and brass?
Those are the two B's.
Water music for 400.
This song by Otis Redding mentions the Frisco Bay and watching the tide roll away. Katie?
What is sitting on the dock of the bay?
You got it.
Water music, 800.
In 2016, this British woman had a hit with Water Under the Bridge. Daniel?
It was Adele.
Good.
Water music, 1200.
Joe Jonas of this four-letter group described Cake by the Ocean as a party anthem. Daniel?
What is DNCE?
Yes.
Water music, 1600.
This duo's biggest hit was 1970's Bridge Over Troubled Water. Veronica?
Who are Simon and Garfunkel?
Those are the two.
Starkitects for 8.
Richard Rodgers and Renzo Piano played with traditional notions of design with this Paris art center named for a French president. Daniel?
What is De Gaulle?
No. Veronica?
What is Pompidou?
The
Pompidou Center.
That's it.
Starkitects for 12.
This Frank Lloyd Wright masterpiece in Pennsylvania is named for what's happening below it. Veronica?
What is falling water?
You got it.
Tricky clues for 400.
Until Vatican II, it was the only speech for mass communication. Veronica?
What is Latin?
Yes.
Tricky clues, 800.
If you put off retiring, you could be one of these nocturnal avians. Katie?
What is a night owl?
Right.
Tricky clues, 1200.
From 1952 to 1958, this Friday cop show aired on Thursday. Veronica?
What is Dragnet?
Yes, Joe Friday.
Starkitects for 16.
Ludwig Mies van der Rohe was the big star of this worldly 20th century style that emphasized straight lines. And it was known as the international style. Back to you, Veronica.
Starkitects for 2.
Sir Joseph Paxton was knighted for designing this glittering glass and iron. Passed away at 88 in 2019. Veronica.
Who's Toni Morrison?
Yes.
Their pen went silent for 1200.
Answer there. The first of the Daily Doubles. And you have a commanding lead.
4,000.
All right, here is the clue. Just prior to his death in 2006, this best-selling novelist wrote a book for younger readers called Shark Life.
Who is Michener?
No. Who is the author of Jaws? Peter Benchley. Peter Benchley. Go again.
Their pen went silent for 16.
This 6'9" author who raised dinosaurs from the dead passed away in 2008 after a battle with cancer. Veronica.
Who is Crichton?
Michael Crichton, yes.
Pen went silent, 2000.
Charlie Chaplin read this Sister Carrie author's poem, The Road I Came, at his funeral, and served as a pallbearer. Veronica?
Who's Dreiser?
Yes.
Tricky clues for 16.
From a word meaning circular, it's a world revolution. And it's known as an orbit.
No.
Veronica?
Water music for 2.
John Fogerty sounds like he crawled out of the swamp on CCR's song Born on This Marshy Inlet. Katie?
What is a bayou?
Yep.
YouTube 1600.
How kids get to build a volcano, a castle, and survival houses to avoid creepers in this video game. Veronica.
What is Minecraft?
That's the game.
Colonial America for 400.
In 1632, this colony was chartered by Cecil Calvert as a safe haven for Catholics being persecuted in England. Veronica?
What is Maryland?
Yes, Cecil Calvert, known as Lord Baltimore. Back to you.
Colonial America for 8.
Answer there. The other Daily Double. You found them both. Less than a minute to go now, Veronica.
Let's do 4,000.
Four again. All right. Cotton Mather supported the Salem witch trials, but was more forward-thinking when he urged inoculation against this disease.
What is smallpox?
You picked the right one. Go again.
Colonial America for 12.
Here's Jimmy.
The British government's proclamation of 1763 created what the Brits called a vast Indian reserve in which no colonists were allowed to settle west of these mountains.
Veronica?
What are the Appalachian Mountains?
That's it.
Colonial America for 16.
Aiming to unite the colonies for trade and security, the Albany Plan of Union was proposed by this founding father in 1754. Daniel.
Who is Franklin?
Good.
Colonial America 2000.
In 1612, this future husband of Pocahontas introduced a new tobacco into the colonies using seeds from the West Indies. Katie.
Who is John Rolfe?
Right. And with that, you're at 10,000. And unfortunately for you and for Daniel, that is not enough to keep this from being a runaway for Veronica. Final Jeopardy still to come, though. All three of you get to deal with the Bible. How interesting. We'll find out how interesting after this.
A death at Raven Stadium. New tonight, the search for answers after a man collapses and dies during the playoff game.
I'm tracking rain and the potential for a wintry mix, timing it all out, and my analysis of the cool down that comes with it.
In this Geico sequel ad, the truth catches up with this storybook character. Who is Pinocchio? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
Veronica has been a dynamo in this program today. But all three players are dealing with the Bible and this clue for Final Jeopardy. This book of the Bible ends with, "Fire was on it by night in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys." 30 seconds, players. Good luck. Daniel, we come to you first. You had 4,400. You struggled with this, I believe. And what did you wind up putting down? What is...
James.
James? No. That'll cost you how much? Nothing. You'll remain at 4,400. Let's go to our champion, Katie Needle. She had 10,000. She wrote down, what is Exodus? And that's the book of the Bible. Yes, the journey. And it will add nothing. Doesn't matter, you're going to finish in second place. Let's go to Veronica now. She's smiling because she came up with the correct response, and she didn't have to risk anything, but she did. 999. So 21,999 for the new champion, Veronica Bishop Vatican. And we will see this young lady on our stage tomorrow. Join us then, won't you? So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
People who have been diagnosed with mesothelioma have many questions. That's why we offer this free book.
Call toll-free at 1-888-888-3231.
My cholesterol is borderline. I can worry about it or do something about it. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. And it's odor-free and pharmacist-recommended. Garlique.
You only get a half hour of Jeopardy a day, but our Facebook page is always on, full of fun facts, highlights, news, and more. So follow Jeopardy on Facebook and get it all now.